Welcome back to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajatha. Nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
Yes, my voice is 95% back.
Hey, mine is back too, right?
Yeah.
We both have a little bit of like
raspiness. I was looking back. The day I got diagnosed with the flu was Bob's birthday.
Oh, Thursday. Okay.
January what?
29th.
And look at where we're at now.
I know.
It's February 26th.
Almost a month.
And I still have a dry cough and like the remnants of the voice.
The voice.
That's insane.
I know. I think I have just allergies.
Allergies have been really bad.
But it's, I think that's where my raspiness. I mean, I had to present 2 days ago and I could not talk. I was like, my voice is going out and I'm like, it sounded sexy, but I'm like, it's.
Did Bob say, I have something for your throat?
Not this time around.
Gosh, maybe it's just too old. They used to do that all the time.
It wasn't going to happen anyway.
Well, no, but they just joke around. They just joke around.
I mean, I'm congested. I'm a mouth breather on top of it.
I'm a nose breather. Have you ever tried mouth tape?
I have it in my cart on Amazon.
Okay, why don't you do it and see if, because.
I'm scared.
Man, because I was going to say when I had the flu and I was stuffing, I had to breathe through my mouth. That was torture. It's awful. So your mouth gets dry.
Yes, it does.
And I like had to get some water. Like I was almost choking because my mouth was so dry.
Yeah.
I have
my Stanley next to me and by morning, it's all empty. Like I go.
And you've always been a mouth breather. Do you walk around with your mouth open?
No, I don't.
Breathing around?
No, I don't.
Just when you
so.
Sleep?
I think, but I don't know. My nose seems blocked, and it feels like my airways are so small that it doesn't.
You know, it's not enough air for you.
No, it's not. Like I feel like I need to get. You know, they talk about. I don't even know. I need to look up what deviated septum. Like my airway passages are they like wide enough?
Yeah.
I feel like it's so small.
I think you're convincing yourself that that's the reason why. There's nothing wrong with being a mouth breather. I know that it can lead to other things, especially if a child who is a mouth breather, there could be other things that they look for because of that. That would make me feel very uncomfortable feeling. Mm-hmm. I already get like anxiety if I can't breathe, like my nose is stuffy and I have to. So.
Oh.
I would get that checked.
I thought about that because I actually had to put, when I went to go do my colonoscopy, they had to put the oxygen up near my nose and give me anesthesia. And I was laying down. I was like, oh, I can't. I'm a mouth breather. Like I'm a mouth breather. I cannot breathe through this thing, right? And when she put it in, I was trying to take it out. And then, I mean, I was gone after that.
Can you just count backwards real quick so you can stop being a pain in our ass?
And I think Bob has me on video and he's like, I'm a mouth breather. I'm a mouth breather. So all I said was that. And Bob's like, why do you keep saying that?
Oh, my God.
So
aren't you ever afraid that like a bug goes in there or like?
No, I'm sure I've ate a lot of bugs in my life. That not that I can taste or I remember. So that's a good thing. But I mean, hopefully it's protein. Like they say, but I don't want to think. I should at this age. I should. They say there's a lot of illnesses or diseases you can get from not from breathing. Is it supposed to be breathing from your
like diaphragm or something?
Yes,
but you're not.
You're not.
I can imagine you're using like a different way to breathe. And I'm sure that's not good for you. Your body's not made to do that.
No. So I did have some freakouts whenever like I had a cough and then.
Oh, why don't you go to the ENT and just get it checked out?
I need to.
Okay. I'll go that's do on that. Your list.
I'm so much on my list.
Happy 20 anniversary engagement day.
Yes.
Here's Bob and Sujata. Look. And the bottle of Corbel. I pointed that out to them. And then also here's another one. This one was pretty interesting because if you see, there is a puppy, and we don't know where that puppy is. What's this puppy's name? Tell us the story.
His name was Frosty. Bob proposed to me. We had just bought that townhome, and we were up there, and he had my sister and my friends come and decorate the place. And he had him come decorate, and we walked in, and then I hear some noise in the bedroom. I'm like, who else is here, or what's going on? And it was this little puppy in a laundry basket, and we named him Frosty. He was all white, and he was the cutest little thing. He was a little tiny little Maltese. Anyhow, he didn't last more than a week.
He was so cute. He was perfect.
So cute. He was what so happened? Perfect. He would cry at night.
That's what puppies do.
Well, I didn't know that.
But so why did y'all get a puppy?
I didn't know. I was one of those people that like, oh, they're so cute, and not knowing that these all come with it, right?
God, you're the worst.
And so like, you know, like it's like you have a baby and you don't know that these are all things that come with it, right? Like,
oh, a baby's gonna cry? I didn't know that. You have to feed the baby so many times. Oh my God, you are the worst.
I had no idea what I was getting into. I didn't know
that. But did Bob know either?
Yes, there was a warm clock or something, I forget, that was in there. But I called the breeder, and I'm like, she's like, put him on the opposite side of your house. And I put him on the total opposite mm-hmm. side, and I can still hear him crying. So I'm crying with the puppy. Then he's on my bed because I feel so bad. But then I had a very high bed and I would freak out like he's going to fall. I was a mess. It was like a few months. We got engaged very fast and then got married. We knew we were going to get married regardless. So
let's just be real. You wanted to have sex and you couldn't have sex until you got married.
That's true. But I looked like crap. I looked bad, and Bob's like, I don't want you looking like this on our wedding day. I look so bad.
What? Because of the puppy?
I cried so much. I didn't go to work. I called in to work.
Oh my God.
I think I called in 2 to 3 days. I didn't go into work. I was like very, very
sad. Didn't know the details. I knew like it didn't work out, but I didn't know the details.
Yeah, so I was a mess, and I was the day, it was like the fourth day I had to go into work. And Bob's like, hey, bring him over to my house. And they let him cry all day in that bedroom upstairs. And so I couldn't handle it. I don't think I was mentally prepared, emotionally prepared either.
So lesson learned. And another family got him. Do not propose just because a puppy looks cute. But no.
He cried all night. Yeah. Like he wouldn't stop.
Yeah. Same thing with Nala. All the same puppies. They all start off that way.
Did she cry?
Yeah, she cried.
She was out from the street. She was already used to it.
I know, but she thought she was like away from us. So my mistake was that I was already sleep deprived from Laurel. She was only 3 months and I did not want to hear Nala cry. So I was like, fuck it. She was already potty trained. So I was like, fuck it. Just come in our bed. That was her ticket. So ever since then, she slept in our bed. So that was my mistake. She got me.
But she was being clever. She was like, she was a sucker.
I was a sucker for real.
So, okay. But I'm going to say, I didn't know that they would cry freaking that long. I knew like maybe an hour or two, cry to sleep. Like a baby would cry themselves to sleep. But in this case, he never left.
Okay, fast forward. Did Chai cry?
Not one time. What? Not once.
Okay, that is for real exception.
Yes.
But so just know that if you get a puppy again, don't give it back if they cry.
Well, I mean, we can go on to this. We can go on to our topic, but I want to just quickly... I do want to quickly say something. After we got married, 3 years later, we decided to get a puppy again.
How long did that one last?
Maybe a month.
And we are not getting to our topic. No, what happened to this puppy?
So this one is a little more cute. It was a Maltese and a Yorkie. And I found him on Craigslist. And he was so cute. He was a runt. I found that out after the fact. But his name was Bear, and he was so cute. And now this was a whole totally different thing. I knew that he was going to cry. I did everything for him. He was there for a month. I felt bad because me and Bob were into our careers and we'd be gone 10, 11 hours of the day.
Didn't you know you were gone before you got the puppy?
I did, but I didn't put that into the equation. Like, I didn't consider that. And I didn't think that I would feel bad. Like, a lot of people leave their puppies at home and, like, they're gone. You know, this is normal. Mm-hmm. I think I felt guilty. I couldn't see him just, like, so devastated when we got home and so happy at the same. Like, it was just so hard.
Okay, but, like, thinking about how long or how emotional you got from hearing it cry, you didn't think about, like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get emotionally attached. There's no way I could feel comfortable leaving this dog knowing your schedules.
No.
You should be like, they should have you on a list of all the breeders. Check out this crazy Indian girl keeps getting these dogs and then bringing them
Johnny
back.
Is very, very loved, like overly cared for and loved for. My third time was a charm. Chai was perfect.
Those dogs are traumatized.
Yeah, they probably went to a better family.
Well, yeah. They probably didn't trust them for a long time. They're probably like, you're going to give me up, just like the other lady, for sure. Okay. Well, now I'm glad you learned your lesson and you're a great dog owner.
I know. Too much.
Okay, so I was talking to a friend whose daughter is about to turn. She's like 28, 29. And I asked if she was dating anyone. Mm-hmm. Well, she was like, no, but she doesn't really go anywhere. Sometimes she goes into work because she works from home. She just like hasn't really met anyone. So it got me thinking, is the reason why she's not meeting anyone because this generation has grown up with cell phones, maybe not from the beginning, but from whenever they were like capable of using a cell phone, they had the internet, they had cell phones. There were like dating apps already, all these things, right? When we were growing up, there were no cell phones. You actually had to talk to someone or meet up with them to have a conversation, to talk to them. You couldn't like send them a text or on social media. So you actually had to leave your house.
Yes.
Or have a decent conversation on the phone, right?
Right.
You were meeting a lot of people because you were out. You had to go to work when you were working.
That's true.
To even go grocery shopping, to buy anything you needed, you had to go to a store. You were constantly meeting people. To get food, to go get a dinner or whatever, you didn't have delivery.
Right. You were out and about.
You had to be out
and all these places. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in order to go on a date or meet people, you had to talk to them or physically meet them. You couldn't go back and forth on a dating site. She was like, wow, I never thought about that. She doesn't feel the need to go out because she doesn't need to go out. You get everything delivered. Which is super convenient, great. We all use it. But you're not meeting anyone.
That's true.
You're not like putting yourself out there. You're not like catching anyone's eye. You're not going to the mall and seeing anyone.
No. You're not socializing. Like
exactly.
None of that. No.
Exactly. And she was like, wow, I didn't think about that. You could basically live your life and never have to leave your house for anything.
That's true.
And work. You could work from home all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of sad though.
It is so sad because
sad. That's why there's so many mental.
Well, and there's so many single people, and that's why people are saying dating is hard. Well, it's because you're not leaving your house. You're not going out.
Yeah.
You're not going to like meet anyone if you're not going anywhere where you can meet other people.
If it was not where it was required to go with, you would not meet these people. But you saw all those young kids. Mm-hmm. They all kind of know each other.
Yeah.
Because you are socializing in that work. But not all companies have that. They have remote work. So you do miss that interaction with other people.
How many stories do you know of people who got together like, oh, we met at a restaurant or I saw her at the gym or I saw her, I don't know, at work or at the grocery store or whatever. If I were single, I'm just telling you, if I were single and established, I'd be going to Lowe's and just seeing if there were any cute single guys.
At Lowe's? Why Lowe's?
Yes, because I think at this point, if I was independent and stuff, I would want someone who's really handy to like build me shit. in what? My house. Who was handy? Like, go with their hands. Like, I want that table. Give That's me a so table. But usually that they're muscular.
They've got a nice physique.
Yeah. I'm just saying, this sounds so funny because Chaz is not handy at all and totally the opposite of everything that I'm saying. But he has a great physique and he's my husband. I'm physically attracted to him and everything. But I'm just saying, I would not be on this. I would be in the stores or whatever, just like pretending I was doing something and walking around and just, yeah. You know, seeing cute guys with no rings
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Put yourself out there. I mean, other than that.
I can see you doing that.
You know?
Because you're handy yourself. So I feel like you're comfortable walking around low.
But even if I wasn't.
Because you know, like, I'd be so lost. Go somewhere
where it's going to be useful. Go somewhere where it's going to be useful. You don't want to go to like the Dollar Tree and be like, oh, I'm going to check out cute guys here.
But why not the bar?
Oh, the bar too.
But like those is like somewhere where you can find somebody.
Productive. You know that they, you know,
work
have
with their
some
hands.
Kind of skill. Right?
They work with their hands. They're good with their hands.
Oh, I'm looking out for myself.
So. Oh my gosh. I haven't even thought about all that.
But I would not be on dating sites because people can lie. People lie to you. Like back then, the most lie you got was a blind date, right? You didn't know what you got, but you had to see them eventually.
Right.
Now you could have a picture that's like 10 years old mm-hmm. or even like a fake picture. You could get someone who's just catfishing people.
Now you're having me thinking about it with Rhea, like how is she going to? But I think social interaction is the best way to know if there's a connection. There's chemistry there mm-hmm. and everything. You can talk so much on a text message, but it still doesn't get like I'd say forget all that. I guess you can weed people out, yeah. But sometimes you can get the wrong, like sometimes
oh,
texting
can come
you
across
can
like
very differently yeah. than how that person is. So I would say take your time and go on in-person dates.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's why we didn't waste any time because you're like, oh, I have a friend for you or like a cousin. Like, okay, let's hang out. People can waste so much time on dating apps and conversation. Just meet in person.
Yeah.
And just figure it out because yeah. you could waste so much time.
I mean,
and we didn't have
time
a choice.
On texting, but like I think for in person, I think people can figure out pretty quickly if they want to continue.
I feel like we got lucky, to be honest with you, because everything you had to interact with people.
Mm-hmm. You had no choice.
You
we
had
didn't know
no
any
choice.
Other way. We didn't know any
well,
other way.
Well, there was no other way.
Yeah.
You know, there were no other ways. And plus, like even texting, right? You couldn't unlimit text because you get 500 texts for your plan in 300 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
So you got to call after 9 and you have to call me because incoming calls are free. Right. So
I
like,
you remember all that?
Because shit, I just paid $200 for an oil change. And back in the day was $29.99 at Jiffy Lube.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. When they said $200, I was like, does this last like 20,000 miles? This fucking oil change? Girl,
I don't even know how much. Oh, wow.
I know. But I just felt bad. I feel bad because I just don't feel like there is not a lot of motivation mm-hmm. to go out and put yourself out there.
Yeah. We're going to have to think of creative ways for our kids, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, just
because even the way they dress now. They don't care about dressing up and stuff. You know how we dressed up? We would dress up to like go to school.
I used to wear nice shoes and slacks sometimes to school.
I'm yes.
And in college.
Yes. We're like,
what are jeans? Jeans are so casual.
I know.
And at that point, we're like, jeans are so uncomfortable. And yeah. Now all I am is in jeans and joggers.
Leggings and stuff.
But I have to say, Rhea was telling like the whole 2000 style is coming back. Like it's back already.
Yeah.
And she's like, I wish I lived in the 2000s. So she went to an after party that was like the Y2K style. And she put on her outfit. I was like, oh my gosh.
Brings you back?
Brings back memories. Because I'm like, whoa, I dressed just like this at the club. Yeah. And in college.
I went to Zara the other day and it seemed like I was stepping into like a contempo. Yeah. It's crazy how things are coming back. We always knew we were going to go out and always thought we would meet someone, not the one,
right?
But meet someone. So
Ron.
You were going to dress up and take and like look cute.
I think they do that right now, but their level of cute is not the way we dressed up. Does that make sense? Like they still take care of themselves, but their style is like very laid back and casual.
So that's like high school, right? But young professionals.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're where we used to be.
Well, they've changed a lot of places to be like very business casual with jeans.
That is true.
So like when I went into work, I need to get slacks and trousers and like collared
shirt.
Take
that shit back.
And I did. I did. I returned all of it. I had like a few things and I'm like, wait, I went to work the first week and I'm like, whoa, I am overly dressed. Even with my jeans and like a nice shirt.
Mom all dressed like that?
All dressed up. I'm like, okay, people dress very casual at work. You have to look well put together.
Yeah.
But still, like all the new ones, they're not coming in knowing that they ever have to dress up. They're just wearing, one of the girls was wearing like wide leg jeans and a North Face sweatshirt.
That would never fly. That's not business casual. That's like wear whatever the fuck you want to work.
Yeah.
That would not fly. I actually do enjoy the fact that we had to do those things. There was a segment on the Today Show like a couple months back where they talked about the disappearing happy hour, where that kind of happy hour culture is going away because a lot of people, first of all, don't need to go into the office. And then they just like want to leave. Whereas because we work full time, you want to get along with the people you work with. And there's something about doing something social and drinking, like getting out of the office and just like knowing them on a different level.
Yes.
Which completely changes the relationship.
I think it changes the relationship. And I think it just kind of like, you're not on edge. You're just kind of
You can bullshit. Yes. And then like the next day you're like, oh, you know each other on a different level. And you're meeting people. I just remember you dressed nice. Y'all were all together. And there were a lot of other coworkers from other companies together enjoying your happy hour.
Yes.
You go to the bar, you go to the restroom, you meet a cute guy. You're like, oh, that guy's fucking cute.
Yeah.
Like everyone now is on their cell phones and you can't even notice a cute guy.
Because your head's down.
Because your head
you're on
is
the phone.
Down.
Yes.
We never had those things. And while we did eventually start getting cell phones, it wasn't equipped with anything but just to make calls. So it's not like you're browsing anything. It's not like you're looking at pictures or taking pictures.
Oh yeah, not at
all. So you didn't have your phone out.
Not at all.
So how many missed cute guys or opportunities are they not seeing because they're fucking on their phone?
And also, like, how do you know you're not getting checked out by so-and-so?
Exactly.
And like, it's a lot. It's just being present and being aware of your surrounding.
Yeah.
Is
See, we had to do that. There was no other choice.
Yes. And, you know, it's funny because, like, we didn't have to make a conscious effort, and nor do we make a conscious effort now either.
Yeah.
We girls go out, we're present.
Yes.
Rhea and her friends, a whole bunch of girls went out. They made a choice and they said, everyone, put your phones in the middle.
Good.
But you know how we don't have to do that? They're like, everyone, put your phones in the middle so they can all actually.
Actually, it's quite the opposite, right? Like, if we're having a conversation
and
someone's on their phone, someone's on like, okay, are we not enough? Like,
or if someone calls me, texts me, I'm like, I'm not picking it up.
Right.
They can wait.
Yeah.
Unless it's an emergency for my family, which my family
knows.
Which
we all understand.
Yes, but I will not pick up the phone.
I just think about when we would go to the clubs and you go dancing, and I don't even know if clubs are a thing again, but you would go dancing.
They are.
And like, you just dance or you walk around or you get drinks or you stand around, whatever it was. But we were the whole time looking around us because we wanted to check out the guys.
Yes. And we wanted to be checked out.
Exactly. So you're like walking around, stick your ass out, stick your boob out, whatever. You go through the crowd holding hands with your girls.
Yes.
Always looking at the guys when you walk by. But like, now, like, what are you doing? Just like dancing, like just checking out.
They've got the phone going on and like taking pictures of themselves.
Yeah.
And like, what is it?
It's just crazy.
It's like
selfies everywhere.
Selfies everywhere, all that. But it's the phone is so
important.
Even
at the bar. Even if you go
have
lunch by yourself, because I love having sitting at the bar and just eating by myself or whatever, right?
Okay, yes.
But let's just say you're doing that. What you're doing then is on your phone still. You're not even taking account other people at the bar to check out.
So when you go to the bar and you're by yourself, are you on the phone?
I'm probably watching something, but I don't need to date anybody.
I know, but like I'm curious. I'm nosy. I just want to know what I like people watching, kind of knowing what's going on out there. Mm. But since you're by yourself, would you?
Kind of like a little half and half. Like okay, yeah. That I just don't like talking to random people. Yeah, I know like you talking do.
That's
to
what I was gonna say. I know you too. Yeah, this one will pick up a conversation.
Well,
anywhere.
Because you never at this stage, it's so interesting to learn about people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm not saying like and they can be fascinating. Or you could hear about like overcome some tragedy. They're like a fucking billionaire.
Right.
Humble. And it just is so cool. I think there's nothing cooler than meeting people. And you never know, right? I don't know. A dream that maybe we would have. We're at a bar and we meet some person. We meet some person. I'm like, oh, what do y'all do? Oh, we have this podcast. Yeah. Really? Oh, I work for iHeartRadio. I'm like, what?
Our dream.
Girl. Or like Dear Media. You know what? Or how you were saying a friend is going through something.
Yes.
And if you share that and let's say, oh, my husband is an oncologist. You never know. To me, those are just like missed opportunities in life.
Absolutely.
And I am a firm believer. God puts people in your life for reasons.
Yes.
And it could be right in front of you in the most unassuming, like random place.
Yes.
And you never know what can come out of that relationship.
But I think the way to do is be out there. You need people. We saw what happened in COVID. You need human interactions with people. I think that's so important. I think that we don't give that much credit for that. But I think that's when I have a good conversation with my girlfriends or my family or friends or whatever, it just makes your day. So I think it's really important to connect on a human level. Yeah.
But to us, it's just natural. So we don't really think about it, right? But like, we are seeing that lack of skill, which we didn't think was a skill because we all did it.
Actually, yeah.
The kids don't know how to do it.
No.
They don't know how to have to pay attention to one thing, right? When you used to have a conversation on the phone, you couldn't be doing anything else. No. You couldn't have a conversation on the phone and be on your phone searching the internet.
Absolutely not. Okay? So you were like present.
You had to be.
Yeah. You're not multitasking when you're on the phone. Yeah, you're all there.
Yeah.
I miss those moments, though.
I know.
Like, I even me, guilty as me, like, I will be, like, trying to multitask the whole time. But sometimes it's just nice to slow down.
I mean, there definitely is pros and cons to all of this stuff. And it comes with everything. With AI, people feel also that they don't need to leave. And they got a friend in fucking ChatGPT.
Oh, yes.
Like, it can totally be your friend.
Can figure your personality real
fast. I know. My
ChatGPT knows me.
I had a friend. The friend I was having lunch yesterday, she was asking a question. She was like this. Hi, good afternoon, ChatGPT. It's me. I just wanted to see, what is that disease where your eyes pop out of your head? Thank you. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Did you just greet your ChatGPT? She's like, oh yeah. The nicer you are, the more it knows your personality, the more answers it gets catered to you. And I was like, this is the problem.
That is a problem.
People this are gonna start, is the problem.
That's what I'm saying. You are not having that human interaction. You are having an interaction with AI.
Yeah. Which leads to like a whole thing. You think you're in a relationship too by never leaving the house.
Yeah.
Right?
You're
probably with someone who's like the opposite sex in another country. Mm-hmm.
You just don't know them.
But unless you get out your house and meet them.
You're not. Yeah. We are advancing so much here that I feel like I wish that we could slow down.
Yeah.
And put some limitations on certain things. Like I use AI for work, but I'm just like, this is crazy. It's useful, but at the same time, you've got to know your stuff. But like some of these kids, they're just going to blindly use it and not really know the meaning behind or the depth behind it. But
yeah.
I don't know.
But also they're spoiled. They can get anything they want. We can get anything we want. Next day, overnight, we don't have to go to the library to check out anything. You can do your research without leaving the house.
There is definitely some convenience for certain things, but I think all of it comes with balance, right? Being present makes a huge difference. And I think we're missing that, right? We're on the go, go, go all the time. And I see my kids, they're like talking, but they're also doing this. It's nice, convenient, but at the same time, I wouldn't mind like going to the grocery store and getting groceries with my kids sometimes.
I like escaping to the grocery store.
You're involved.
Or Target loves- and just going down all the aisles, be like, oh, do I have to go back home?
That's Bob. He's like, tell him anytime. I can get groceries anytime after work, but he just loves, that's his me time.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you think. I mean, I know it's made our lives as moms easier. Imagine all the shit our parents had to do. Like, oh, I have a project tonight. My motherfucker. Like now I have to go get a yellow shirt.
Yes.
Whatever,
yes.
You know, I don't know. It could be hard to go back. We'll see. Let us know what you think. As far as what it does to the dating world, what it does to you as parents, the kids, interactions. Yes. Don't forget to rate us, review us, send us any questions, any topics.
Any topics, yes.
And we will see you next week.
All right. Bye.